Hello again to all my friends. We're in Radio Club. There's so much to do. I'm glad you came to play.
Javan?
Yeah?
Can I have a hand, please?
Yes.
Are you on? The date is Wednesday, the 20th of May 2015. We have Javan.
Yeah?
Taylor.
Yep.
And also Nick.
Hello.
Hello. Nick, can I ask you a question?
You most certainly may, yeah.
What do you do in Woodlarks?
At Woodlarks, I am the warden, which means that I am responsible for making sure that it's safe and that everybody follows safety guidelines. So if there is something that needs repairing, it's for me to either repair it or get someone in to make a safe repair. And just to ensure that camps have a good time.
What about anything happening the pool? What do you do when the man come?
If there is a problem with the pool, there are certain areas I can work on, but there are other areas where I'm not qualified to do repairs, and I don't have the knowledge to do the repairs. So then I have to get a contractor who is qualified. But that's an area you know quite a bit about, isn't it, Hitchin? Because you're involved in co-managing the pool with us. What do you do to support Woodlarks on that?
On Sunday, I went to Woodlarks with my mum and my two brothers. We went in there and we saw a lot of people.
Why were you invited down to Woodlarks?
Open new changing room.
The new changing rooms to the pool, absolutely. We're very proud to have you down there. And you do a cracking job. Every morning during the camping season, you do a job for us, don't you?
Checking, we're actually okay or not. Check the reading.
The readings of?
The pool.
The pool. Absolutely. Yeah.
And your friend?
Yeah.
And then talk to you through it.
Yeah. So you advise me every morning what condition the water is in the Woodlarks. You take the readings from that website and then you ring me and let me know what the chlorine level is in the water.
Is it safe to swim or not?
And then you tell me whether it's safe or not. So you are involved in managing the pool with us?
Yes.
And you do that from your classroom every morning that you're able to during the camping season. And that's what we're very grateful, and that's why we invited you along to open the pool, new pool changing rooms.
What number bus are we going to take to Woodlarks?
Oh, you'll be going down on a school bus.
What number?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Dawn about that. But it's an hour and a half drive to get there.
Is it a long way to get there?
It's a fair way.
Nick and Taylor, would you mind moving round one
seat?
Yeah,
sure.
So that Matt could come in.
Hello, Matt.
I'm
fine, how are
you? Have you been to Woodlarks?
Be careful. Do you have a question or not?
Hey, Zach.
No.
Zach.
Hi, I'm Zach. I won't be in this. It's because I've got a cold.
How long have you had your cold for, Zach?
Well, yesterday.
Yesterday.
What day do you go to with that?
Well, I'm very lucky. I'm based down there on the Thursdays. I actually live there. On Thursdays, students from our post 16 at Avery Hill come down to help out on work experience, and they've done a whole range of things, from a lot of timber work, building a timber shed. They've been building a barbecue in the woods, so they've been putting in a very large oak sleeper wall, which has been very physical work. They've done a lot of digging, they've dug a trench and put the timber in. They've levelled a load of ground out, and they're now hopefully in their final few weeks, going to be doing some brick work and some fence, some more fencing in a different style. But then I'm down there over the weekend.
I do what?
I'll make sure the grass is cut, make sure that the buildings are all safe, so if there are any maintenance jobs that need doing, I'll do that. I'll do things like safety checks, so things like the ceiling hoists all need to be checked out.
Or the fire alarm.
Absolutely. That has to be set off once a week to make sure that it's working. And we have to record everything.
So
it's extremely busy. And we don't get paid for it. It's a voluntary thing. So nobody in Woodlands gets paid. You do it because you enjoy it. The funds for...
Yeah. Woodlarks became...
No.
Paid.
We would have to raise funds. Matt's just asked me, in my last statement, I was saying that I would probably be the last volunteer warden. And Matt's asking where the money would come from to pay the next person. We would have to raise money. Woodlark's costs, just to stand still, about £90,000 to £95,000 a year. That's what they're saying. Our fees raise around about half of that, so about £45,000 to £47,000. That's through people paying a fee, which is £7.50 a night. And if you stay for 7 nights, you get 2 nights. So we would have to go out and raise funds for somewhere, mate. We've just built new pool changing rooms where we've gone out and got grants from various organisations, and they will give us money to spend. And we're going to have to be doing more and more of that. Because as we put in the new changing rooms, more equipment has to be serviced. And the swimming pool alone costs us about 13, before the changing rooms, costs £13,000 to £15,000 a year just to run, and we make no charge for that.
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely you can. That's what I'm here for, Taylor.
Do you sleep there? Do you sleep at Woodlarks?
I live at Woodlarks.
Wow.
So when you come down, you'll see where I live. I'm a very, very lucky man. I think everybody I'm lucky is
with your partner.
With Sarah, who you know.
And do you have a dog?
We have two dogs.
What is his name?
We have Mike, who many of our students know. He will always come up and be introduced to students.
Does he jump up people?
He is a lovely, very social dog. But he has had a big operation and he's got another one coming up. So when you come to see us, he may come to see you. It depends.
George, where's
how
Mike?
He is.
When are we going to go? What's a campfire, Nick?
It's where we have a very small controlled fire and we all sit around it at a safe distance. And you have people like Roland who will play a guitar and sing songs, and we all join in. Thank you very much for inviting me, everybody. It's been very enjoyable.
Nick, see you. Nick, adios, amigo.
Adios, amigo.
Thank you, Nick.
Mr. Radio Club.
Well, thank you very much for the invite. I've thoroughly enjoyed it.